It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. Giovanni Battista Moroni was an Italian painter in the 16th century who made extremely naturalistic paintings of his subjects. But his adherence to reality instead of focusing on beauty often led others to criticize his work. A new exhibit of Moroni's work that includes nearly two dozen paintings is now on view at the Frick Collection. It's the first time a major show has been dedicated to him in North America, and WNYC's art critic Deborah Solomon has been there to see it, and she joins us now. Hi, Deborah.
Hi, Richard.
All right, first give us a little background on Moroni.
Moroni is somebody you have not heard of. He's a Renaissance artist who had the misfortune to live during the kind of quiet gap after Leonardo died and before Caravaggio came to prominence. It was kind of a dark ages, the late Renaissance.
And how would you describe his style of painting? And who did he paint?
Well, the main thing you need to know about him is he never went to Florence or Rome, the art capitals.
Right.
Instead, he stayed in his native Bergamo in the hills north of Milan.
The Alps.
The Alps, the Italian Alps, exactly. So he was a little bit isolated from the mainstream currents of Renaissance art and chose to work in what is largely considered a naturalistic style, meaning avoiding idealization and painting the local Lombard elite with a fair amount of directness and realism.
So can you give us some examples of what they look like?
Yeah, well, most of them are society portraits that depict people with often red hair dressed in pink clothes. And I learned that pink was actually the favorite color for boys during the Renaissance, just the way blue is now considered appropriate for boys. The figures are often described as realistic, although I didn't find them completely convincing. A lot of the faces have the same expression from one portrait to the next. Many of the sitters kind of look to the side and eye us a little suspiciously. And to me, they look like characters in a mystery novel. So why do they all look so suspicious?
Well, no, the most famous painting is of a tradesman. It's called The Tailor and is on view at this show. Why is it considered his best?
The Tailor is a true masterpiece. It is now here from London, the National Gallery in London. And it's completely different than all the other works in the show. I think because it depicts somebody who is working at his craft rather than just posing in his silks. We see him in what is probably his shop. It's a little bit dim. There's shadows around him. He's holding a giant pair of scissors and about to cut a piece of cloth. And his expression is different than all the others. He has real psychological depth. And to me, he's sort of a stand-in for the artist. He has to clothe the town.
Almost like a self-portrait?
It is. They don't know who the sitter is. I actually asked the curator if this could be a self-portrait. And she said, we don't really know what Moroni looked like.
Wow.
So there are many unknowns, but I think The Tailor is a true masterwork. It's worth seeing the show for that one gripping painting, which I think can hold its own next to a Caravaggio. It's so intense, so, and it really rises above the kind of gentility of the other work in the show.
Over the years, some critics have dismissed his work, while others have praised his style. How does this exhibit want us to consider Moroni?
I think the show would like to rehabilitate him as a lost genius. A genius he was not, but I think it's fair to rehabilitate him as an okay painter who occasionally really hit it big.
Up in the Alps.
Up in the Alps, exactly. Let's go.
Moroni, The Riches of Renaissance Portraiture, is now at the Frick Collection through June 2nd. And Deborah, the Frick is closing for renovation?
Yes, can you believe it? They'll be moving their works next year into the space that is now known as the Met Breuer, three blocks away, and which was previously known as the Whitney Museum, and which no doubt will have a new name once the Frick moves in. We seem to be in a state of permanent museum expansion.
Museums in a constant state of movement.
Really, it's too much. Can't anyone sit still?
Deborah Solomon, WNYC's art critic. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Richard.